الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كلما ذكرك الذاكرون وغفل عن ذكرك الغافلون. Today we see the topic arising regarding the uprightness of the companions رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. Certain people question the description of all companions as being upright and ascribe to them things which we would not ascribe to a common Muslim. For instance, the incidents which we have covered regarding Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu and the house of Fatima alayhi salam. Certain members of the Rawafid allege that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu attacked the house of Fatima alayhi salam. Na'udhu billah, we seek refuge with Allah from such false allegations. We covered these topics previously, but what is associated with that topic also is the uprightness of each companion, because the Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah accept the ahadith, the narrations narrated by those companions, without placing any doubt that they would ascribe a lie to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The best coverage of this today has been done by the contemporary scholar Sheikh Nuruddin Itr hafizahullah of Halab in his work Usulul Jarhi wa Ta'deel. This book covers the science of narrator criticism and discreditation. On page 29 of this book, he covers the uprightness of the companions radiallahu anhum. He states, المبحث الأول في عدالة الصحابة, the first chapter or the first discussion revolving around the uprightness of the companions, Allah be well pleased with them all. معنى العدالة, the meaning of uprightness. العدالة وصف بالمصدر. The word العدالة is a descriptive word if used in as the root word, as مصدر. It means a description of someone as being upright. وهو العدل, meaning being just. And the meaning of justness, وهو الاستواء, being straight. والرجل عدل, and a man is described as being عدل with the مصدر, with the root word. A man who is described as being عدل would mean متصف بالعدالة, described as being upright. And the meaning of that is وهو المستوي الطريقة, the one who is straight in his path. والعدالة في الشرع, the meaning of العدالة, uprightness in the divine law, ملكة تحمل صاحبها على التقوى, a trait which carries the possessor of the trait upon having weariness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, واجتناب ما يخل بالمروءة, and leaving those things which would be critical in righteousness. This is the description given in Fath al-Mughith of Imam al-Sakhawi, volume 2, page 3 to 4. Fath al-Mughith being a commentary on the Alfiyah of Al-Iraqi. Al-Iraqi, the teacher of Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah ta'ala. وَيُشْتَرَطُ فِيهَا خَمْسَةُ شُرُوطٍ. What is the criterion in this are five conditions. Al-Islam, first, that the person must be Muslim. العقل, intellect. البلوغ, meaning the person must be mature. التقوى, التقوى meaning weariness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهي فعل المأمورات واجتناب المنهيات, that is carrying out those things which a person has been ordered to do by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and leaving those things which he subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. The detail of al-maru'a. Wal-maru'atu wa hiya mura'atu al-urf al-ijtima'i al-sahih alladhi la yukhalifu shar' al-islam. The meaning of al-maru'a is overlooking the custom, the social custom, which is valid, meaning it does not oppose the divine law. That custom which does not oppose the divine law is a custom which is valid, and the person who is adl, or is described as being someone who is upright, would be someone who upholds good custom. فمعنى العدالة أن يغلب الخير على الشر في الإنسان. Therefore the meaning of العدالة, uprightness, would be that goodness predominates upon a person than evil, meaning he is predominantly good rather than evil. وليس معناها العصمة. What its meaning is not, is that the person is protected from sin. The person is not protected from sin. So we do not believe that companions are protected from sin. فالعدل يقع قد يقع في معصيتي. A person who is upright sometimes may fall into sin. حتى لو كانت كبيرة, even if it is a major sin. لكنه يتوب ويرجع عنها. Someone who is described as being upright will repent from such a sin and turn away from it. ولا يصر عليها, and neither will he be persistent on sinning. أو كما قال سعيد بن المسيب كان فضله أكثر من نقصه وهب نقصه لفضله. سعيد بن المسيب described this as being that the virtue of a person is more than his deficiency, meaning the uprightness of a person is more than his deficiency. This can be found, the saying of Sa'id ibn al-Musayyab, in Al-Kifaya of Al-Imam al-Khatib al-Baghdadi, 4th century Hadith scholar, page 79. وقال الشافعي رحمه الله, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i رحمه الله states, إذا كان الأغلب الطاعة فهو المعدل. In the same work of Al-Khatib, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i رحمه الله states, if the predominant state of a person is obedience, then he is described as being upright. Sheikh Nuruddin Itqiyah mentions that the footnotes found in the work Al-Raf'u wa Takmeel are غير دقيق, are not very precise. Al-Raf'u wa Takmeel being the work of Abdul Hay al-Laknawi rahimahullah ta'ala. أدلة إثبات العدالة للصحابة. The evidences in proving the uprightness of the companions رضي الله عنهم, that they fit this description what we've described as being upright. اختص الله تعالى الصحابة رضي الله عنهم بخصيصة ليست لطبقة من الناس غير طبقتهم. A specific virtue which cannot be ascribed to any layer of people except the layer of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. هي أنهم عدول. It is, this specific description is that they are all upright. They are all عدول. لا نسأل عن عدالة أحد منهم. We do not question the uprightness of any one of them. وقد ثبت ذلك بأقوى ما تثبت به عدالة أحد. This has been proven with the most strongest of evidences, those type of evidences by which uprightness of anyone is proven. ثبتت بالقرآن والسنة والإجماع. It has been proven by Al-Quran, As-Sunnah, the sayings and the actions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and consensus. وَدَلَالَةِ الْوَاقِعِ وَالْعَقْلِ and the indications of actual facts and intellect. These are the evidences to prove the uprightness of the companions, Allah be well pleased with them all. أَمَّا الْقُرْآنِ as for Al-Qur'an al-Kareem, فَأَدِلَّتُهُ كَثِيرَةٌ جِدًّا مِنْهَا قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى that the evidences relating to Al-Qur'an al-Kareem are numerous verses of Al-Qur'an al-Kareem. Numerous verses. From amongst those verses is the verse found in Surah Al-Imran, verse 110, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ that you are the best of nations which has been extracted from mankind or for mankind. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ we know that this address is specifically at first for the companions رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. Another verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 143,
وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا that in such a manner we have made you a nation, a middle nation, in order that you be witnesses upon mankind, and the Messenger be upon you a witness. هذه الآية وإن كانت عامة even though this verse is general فإنها موجهة للصحابة it is addressed to the companions. خطابا لهم فهم أول من يدخل فيها this verse addresses them and they are the first who enter the description of this verse. The companions radiallahu anhum. وقال تعالى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Fath, verse number 18,
لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة
that Allah was well pleased with the believers when they gave the oath of allegiance to you under the tree. Someone who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states regarding that he is well pleased with them, we cannot doubt their rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know the major companions who were under that tree and took the oath of allegiance. This includes Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma and Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem and other major companions.
وَقَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ and Allah, the exalted and mighty states in Surah Al-Fath, محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود
محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم is the messenger of Allah. Those who are with him, ma'ahu, those who accompany him, are strung upon the disbelievers and merciful amongst themselves. You see them in ruku', bowing, and in prostration, seeking abundance from Allah and seeking His pleasure. Their sign is found in their faces, meaning the sign of their belief, from the effects of prostration. From this it becomes clear that the companions radiallahu anhum are meant by this verse. And they were the ones accompanying the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and are the only ones who would fit this description. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu is referred to specifically in Surah Tawbah, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is quoted as saying to him, Inna Allah ma'ana, that surely Allah is with us. While Musa alayhi salatu wa salam stated to his qawm, Inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen, with me is my Lord, surely with me is my Lord, and he shall guide us. But when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam addressed Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he said, Inna Allah ma'ana. Surely Allah the Most High is with us, meaning with me and you.
وَقَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ And Allah the Exalted and Mighty states, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ In Surah Al-Hashr, verse 8-9, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, describing them as the needy, meaning the poor people who emigrated from Makkah to Al-Madinatul Munawwara, the immigrants who were taken out of their abodes and their money was taken away from them. They sought nothing but the virtue from Allah and His pleasure, and they helped Allah and His Messenger. Helping Allah meaning helping His religion, and helping His Messenger meaning helping the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those ulaika, those are the truthful ones, as-sadiqoon. This includes Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum ajma'een. It includes all those companions who were with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Mecca, and they immigrated to Al-Madinatul Munawwara. The verse goes further to describe the description of those believers, but the point here is that the people who were described include the major companions of the Allahu anhum. There are other verses which were revealed after Al-Hunayn, after the battle of Al-Hunayn and after the conquest of Mecca, meaning those people who accepted Islam after the conquest of Mecca are also included in some of the verses of Al-Quran al-Kareem. وَأَمَّا الْأَحَادِيثُ فَكَثِيرَةٌ جِدًّا تَزِيدُ عَلَى حَدِّ التَّوَاتُرِ As for the ahadith, then they are numerous and they are more, they surpass the rank of mass transmission, meaning they are mass transmitted ahadith. نَذْكُرُ نُبَذًا مِنْهَا عَلَى قِسْمَيْنِ We mention some of these upon two types. أَحَادِيثُ فِي فَضْلِ الصَّحَابَةِ عَامَةً Firstly, those ahadith which have come regarding the companions generally, and then وَأَحَدِيثُ فِي فَضْلِ أَحَادٍ مِّنْهُمْ أَوْ طَوَائِفَ خَاسَةً Or those ahadith, those narrations which have come for singular companions, meaning individual companions, or groups of companions, like Ansar, Muhajirun, and other companions. فَمِمَّا ثَبَتَ فِي فَضْلِ الصَّحَابَةِ جَمِيعِهِمْ From amongst those narrations which prove the virtue of all companions is the hadith mutawatir. Al-hadith al-mutawatir, the following hadith which is mass transmitted. Mass transmission meaning that the same way Al-Quran al-Kareem has reached us, by the same means which the same chains which the Quran has reached us, these ahadith have also reached us. And anyone who denies a mass transmitted hadith has denied something which is strong as Al-Quran al-Kareem, and therefore has denied an integral part of Al-Islam. And by denying an integral part of Al-Islam, he becomes a disbeliever. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكُ We seek Allah's refuge from that. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ The best of people are the people of my century, then those who follow after them, and then those who follow after them. The word qarni can also be translated as generation. فَوَا حَدِيثٌ مُتَوَاتِرٌ This is a mass transmitted hadith.
رواه جمع غفير من الصحابة. A copious amount of companions have narrated this hadith. وهكذا من بعدهم. And in the same way, a large quantity of people have narrated this hadith after the generation of the companions. كما صرح بذلك الإمام الحافظ ابن حجر العسقلاني رحمه الله تعالى. As has been explicitly stated by Imam Ibn Hajar رحمه الله in Al-Isaba, his work Al-Isaba, volume 1, page 21. وأخرج الشيخان, the two sheikhs, meaning Al-Bukhari and Muslim, Al-Imam Al-Bukhari in volume 6, page 8, and Al-Imam Muslim in volume 7, page 188.
عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لا تصبوا أصحابي فلو أن أحدكم أنفق مثل أحد ذهبا ما بلغ مد أحدهم ولا نصيفه.
Do not curse my companions. The address here, even though addressed to the companions themselves, is addressed to us, meaning because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam came with complete guidance. So he was addressing those future generations. And he was addressing the souls, alam al-arwah, the universe of spirits, and alam al-dhar, the world of particles. Particles meaning the very essence of human creation, meaning the people who are in the loins of men, those people were addressed as well, and the future generations who would read the ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam or hear the ahadith. So do not curse my companions. And this was also to the companions who were lower in rank than other companions. They were also addressed. If one of you spent in the way of Allah the amount of Uhud, meaning Uhud mountain in Al-Madinah, gold in that much amount, meaning the size of Uhud, this مَا بَلَغَ مُدَّ أَحَدِهِمْ, it would not reach the amount mud of one of them, and neither half a mud. And the word used here is mud, which would measure up to 1/4 of a sa'. A sa' is roughly 4 kilograms, depending on which school of thought you take the measurement from. It measures around one miqdar al-mud is 432 grams, according to the Shafi'i and the Hanbali school, and it is 910. According to the Hanafi school. So if one of you were to spend some amount in the way of, if one of the companions were to spend a few handfuls of amount in the way of Allah, and someone else who was not a companion were to spend the amount of Uhud mountain in gold, that would not be equal to the amount which the companion has spent. So do not curse my companions. This is also because by seeing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the barakah of the companionship, the look of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that look a person can never receive all his life. And he does not know, because you see some people who affiliate themselves with tariqah, with Sufi orders, tend to mention that my sheikh has looked at me and therefore I have received something. And yet some people of some orders insult companions, but if someone were to insult their sheikh, they would be very offended, and they claim that they receive some type of faith, some type of blessing from their sheikh, but they never stop to think about those companions who spent time with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, left their homes, left their wealth, went out and fought in jihad,
and gave their lives, and some of them fought with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam would pray for them and spend time with them and look at them. Yet later generations of people come, and based on desires and based on single narrations which they find in the books of history, or they will look through the sift through books to find some type of defect in those companions in order to justify that those companions were enemies of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, or enemies of the Ahlul Bayt. Yet any proposition they will present, we can inshallah defend those companions and show that those people simply follow their desires.
وَمِنَ السَّبَبِ فِي ذَلِكَ أَنَّهُ إِنَّمَا قَامَ بِنَاءُ الْإِسْلَامِ وَقِيَامُهُ بِإِنفَاقِهِمْ وَجِهَادِهِمْ وَتَضْحِيَاتِهِمْ. The reason for this is that the very foundations of Islam were established with the expenditure of the companions, and the struggle of the companions, and the sacrifices of the companions. حَتَّى اِعْتَزَّ الْإِسْلَامُ وَفَتْحَ الْعَالَمِ. Until Islam became great and it conquered the world, meaning Islam became a spiritual and political entity. فَكُلُّ مَنْ بَعْدَهُمْ فَهُوَ حَسَنَةٌ فِي صَحِيفَتِهِمْ. Anyone who practices Islam after them, all of those deeds will be written down in their actions, meaning in their books of actions, meaning any person who carries out any good action in al-Islam, that good action will be written down for the companions radiallahu anhum ajma'in. We only have al-Qur'an al-Kareem compiled because of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum. Therefore, anyone who recites al-Qur'an, the reward will go to them. Anyone who prints al-Qur'an, the reward will go to them. And yet we find people who try finding defects in the companions, or those people who try finding defects in the Ahlul Bayt, even though no such defects exist, the only defect is in the hearts of those people.
وَهُمْ وَمَنْ بَعْدَهُمْ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ حَسَنَةٌ فِي صَحِيفَةِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ.
And those companions and those people who came after the companions are one good deed in the actions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This refutes the saying of those who say that a person from the nation of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam can reach the amount of actions of his Prophet. This is misguidance for someone to state something as such.
وَعَنْ أَبِي سَعِيدٍ الْخُضْرِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. On the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri رضي الله عنه, he stated that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, يأتي على الناس زمان فيغزو فيام من الناس فيقولون فيكم من صاحب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
Groups of people will go out fighting in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will say, amongst you is the one who has accompanied the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Meaning, is there amongst you someone who has accompanied the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? فَيَقُولُونَ نَعَمْ. They will say yes. فَيُفْتَحُ لَهُمْ. And they will be victorious because of the barakah of the presence of someone who had accompanied the Messenger sallallahu alayhi وآله وسلم. And the hadith continues. This hadith can be found in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari in the chapter of the virtues of the companions, في فضائل أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, and also in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, volume 7, page 183. This is also a dalil for the validity of tawassul. Of tawassul, meaning approaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the rank of the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which the Khawarij deny. And also The Rawafid also deny seeking tawassul through the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
ومما ورد في إثبات العدالة لمجهول الصحابة حديث ابن عباس الصحيح.
What has been proven to, has been mentioned in proving the uprightness of an unknown companion is the hadith which has been mentioned by Ibn Abbas, an authentic hadith. He stated, جاء أعرابي إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
A Bedouin went to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. فقال إني رأيت الهلال.
He said, I have seen the crescent. يعني رمضان. What he meant was the month of Ramadan.
فقال أتشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
Do you bear witness that there is no deity only Allah?
قال نعم.
He said yes.
قال أتشهد أن محمدا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
Do you testify that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم is the Messenger of Allah?
قال نعم.
He said yes.
قال يا بلال أذن في الناس فليصوم غدا.
أو بلال, give the أذان for the people that they may fast tomorrow.
أخرجه أصحاب السنن.
This has been narrated by Al-Imam Abu Dawood, Al-Tirmidhi, Al-Nasa'i and Ibn Majah. And it has corroborating chains also. It is an authentic hadith.
فَقَدْ أَخَذَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِقَوْلِهِ بِمُجَرَّدِ مَعْرِفَةِ إِسْلَامِ.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم accepted his saying simply by knowing that he was a Muslim. And this also shows the uprightness of the companions, or an unknown, unnamed companion also. So think about those companions who fit the description we read in the verses, and who fit the description as we find in the ahadith, which specify specific people.
وَمِنَ الْأَحَدِيثِ الْخَاصَةِ بِفَضْلِ بَعْدِهِمْ.
That from those ahadith, from those narrations which mention the virtue of some of them specifically,
أحاديث طوائف كثيرة من المهاجرين.
Those narrations which deal with numerous groups from the immigrant Muslims,
مثل العشرة المبشرة بالجنة,
like the 10 who were given the glad tidings of paradise,
والخلفاء الراشدين كلهم,
and all of the rightly guided caliphs, سيدنا أبو بكر, Umar, Uthman and Ali رضي الله عنهم, and Sayyiduna al-Imam al-Hasan عليه السلام.
وجماعة من المهاجرين,
and groups from the immigrant Muslims,
جماعة وواحدا وواحدا,
and either they are mentioned in groups or sometimes they are mentioned individually, like Abu Dharr al-Ghifari and Abdullah bin Mas'ud and others.
حتى تكاد تستوعبهم كلهم إضافة لما ورد في فضلهم جملة,
to the extent that you can cover all of them, meaning if you gather each narration regarding each companion and each individual group, you will cover all the immigrant Muslims. In some total, meaning in totality of the number of people that have been mentioned.
وأحاديث في فضل الأنصار عامة,
and also the general ahadith which mention the helpers, meaning the community of المدينة المنورة.
وأهل الأقبة منهم خاصة,
and especially the people who took the allegiance from the Messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم in العقبة, the companions who took the oath of allegiance in Al-Aqaba.
وَفَضْلُ أَشْخَاصٍ بِأَعْيَانِهِمْ,
and specific individuals who have been named in Ahadith.
حَتَّى عَدَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْأَنصَارَ غَايَةً فِي الْقُرْبِ مِنْهُمْ
مِنْهُ
وَقَالَ آيَةُ الْإِيمَانِ حُبُّ الْأَنصَارِ وآية النفاق بغض الأنصار متفق عليه.
What has been narrated by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim that the sign of belief is the love of al-Ansar, the helping companions, the community of al-Madinah al-Munawwara, the original community, believing community of al-Madinah al-Munawwara.
And the sign of hypocrisy is the hatred of the Ansar.
Which of the companion is it a sign of hypocrisy to hate?
Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem.
Meaning this has been narrated regarding Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem. Anyone who hates Sayyiduna Ali is a munafiq, is a hypocrite. Because the Khawarij opposed Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem during the war between Sayyiduna Ali and Muawiyah radiyallahu anhum. And the Khawarij, when they opposed Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, the companions thought it an obligation upon themselves to mention the fada'il of Sayyiduna Ali, the virtues of Sayyiduna Ali, and from those virtues is that anyone who hates Sayyiduna Ali is a munafiq. With regard to the war between Sayyidina Ali and Muawiyah, we will deal with inshaAllah in forthcoming durus. So this hadith refutes the point that some people state that that virtue has not been narrated regarding anyone else. It has been narrated regarding the Ansar companions generally. So if anyone hates any one of the Ansari companions, then he has a sign of nifaq in him. If someone states that the munafiqeen were also from Al-Madinatul Munawwara, he's refuted because the munafiqeen were named. After the revelation of Surah At-Tawbah, if you check Shia tafasir and you check Sunni tafasir, you will find in authentic narrations on the criteria of the Sunni Muslims and on the criteria of the Shia, the Rawafid, you will find narrations which mention that those munafiqeen were named. They numbered 9 and they were named. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam named them and had them taken out from the masjid.
وَأَحَدِيثُ فِي فَضْلِ مَجْمُوعَاتٍ مِّنَ الْجَمِيعِ مِثْلُ أَهْلِ بَدَرٍ.
And there are numerous narrations mentioning the virtue of groups of companions, specific groups, مثل أهل بدر, like the people of Badr,
الذين قال فيهم, regarding whom the Messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, لعل الله اطلع على أهل بدر فقال اعملوا ما شئتم فقد غفرت لكم.
It has been said by Allah, لعل الله, meaning this لعل is not with the meaning of perhaps, it is with the meaning of yaqeen, certainty. Allah the Most High
looked at the people of Badr and said, do whatever you want because I have forgiven you. This is a hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari in the Kitab al-Maghazi, volume 5, page 77, and also by Imam Muslim, volume 7, page 167. This hadith has a long story to it.
وَمِثْلُ أَهْلِ بَيْعَةِ الرِّضْوَانِ الَّذِينَ نُزِّلَ فِي فَضْلِهِمْ الْقُرْآنُ وَاسْتَفَاضَتِ الْأَحَدِيثُ. And regarding the people of بَيْعَةُ الرِّضْوَانِ, the bay'ah which was given to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam under the tree, regarding whom Surah Al-Fath, verses of Surah Al-Fath, were revealed, and regarding whom there are numerous ahadith. So amongst those companions were the major companions and the caliphs.
وَأَحَدِيثُ فِي أَفْرَادٍ بِأَعْيَانِهِمْ وَهُمْ كَثِيرُونَ وَالْأَحَدِيثُ فِيهِمْ كَثِيرَةٌ.
And numerous ahadith relating to individual people, and they are numerous, so many ahadith.
وَغَيْرُ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا يَسْعَبُ تَلْخِيصُهُ فَكَيْفَ حَصْرُهُ.
He said, and other than that,
which it is difficult to summarize here. So how can one comprehend all these ahadith and gather them in a small book? This cannot be done.
وَقَدْ جُمِعَتْ أَحَدِيثُ فِي فَضْلِ الصَّحَابَةِ فِي أَبْوَابٍ كَبِيرَةٍ مِنْ كُتُبِ الْحَدِيثِ النَّبَوِيِّ.
These ahadith have been gathered, the virtues of the companions, in numerous large chapters in the books of hadith, prophetic hadith.
وَأَفْرَضَ لَهَا الْعُلَمَاءُ كُتُبًا فِي الْقَدِيمِ وَالْحَدِيثِ.
And ulama have gathered singular ahadith, singular books, just in gathering the virtues of the companions, Allah be well pleased with them.
وَأَمَّا الْإِجْمَاعُ. As for the third source in proving the uprightness of the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, فَقَدْ نَقَلَهُ جَمْعٌ عَظِيمٌ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْعِلْمِ الْمُحَقِّقِينَ.
Then numerous scholars, great scholars, have copied the very fact that it is ijma', there is consensus that all companions are upright.
نَذْكُرُ شَذَرَاتٍ مِنْ كَلَامِهِمْ فِي مَا يَأْتِي.
We shall mention some of those points in the following.
يَقُولُ الْإِمَامُ أَبُو عُمَرَ يُوسُفُ بْنُ عَبْدِ الْبَرِّ فِي الْإِسْتِيْعَابِ.
In the work Al-Isti'ab, volume 1, page 8, Ibn Abd al-Barr, the Maliki scholar, states,
قَدْ كُفِينَا الْبَحْثَ عَنْ أَحْوَالِهِمْ.
We have been sufficed, meaning we are free from researching the states of the companions, checking whether they are upright or not. Why?
لِإِجْمَاعِ أَهْلِ الْحَقِّ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَهُمْ أَهْلُ سُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ لَأَنَّهُمْ كُلُّهُمْ عُدُولٌ.
Because of the consensus of the people of truth from the believers, from the Muslims, and they are the أَهْلُ سُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ, that all the companions are upright.
وَقَالَ الْإِمَامُ أبو بكر أحمد الخطيب في الكفاية.
And الخطيب البغدادي رحمه الله states in his work الكفاية في علم الرواية, volume 1 page 49,
هذا مذهب كافة العلماء ومن يعتد بقوله من الفقهاء.
This is the school of the totality of the scholars, and from amongst those who are considered, meaning their saying is has some gravitas, some heavy weight, from the fuqaha, from the jurists, that all companions are upright.
وَنَقَلَ الْإِجْمَاعَ مُحَمَّدُ بْنُ الْوَزِيرِ الْيَمَانِ عَنْ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ وَعَنِ الزَّيْدِيَةِ وَالْمُعْتَزِلَةِ أَيْضًا وَكَذَا مُحَمَّدُ بْنُ إِسْمَعِيلِ الصَّنْعَانِ.
That Abu Bakr that Muhammad ibn al-Wazir al-Yamani and Muhammad ibn Ismail al-San'ani, these two scholars have said that there is ijma' of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the Zaydiya sect also, and also the Mu'tazila.
وقال ابن الصلاح,
this is stated by San'ani in Tanqih al-Anzar, the commentary San'ani has for that work, Tanqih al-Anbar, that is of Ibn al-Wazir, that work. And the commentary is called Tawdih al-Afkar, volume 2, page 469.
وقال ابن الصلاح,
Ibn al-Salah, in his Muqaddimah, Ulum al-Hadith, page 295, states,
ثم إن الأمة مجمعة على تعديل جميع الصحابة.
That the nation of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has consensus on the uprightness of all the companions.
وَمَنْ لَابَسَ الْفِتَنَ مِنْهُمْ فَكَذَٰلِكَ.
This is including those very sahaba companions who lived during the trials and tribulations which took place after the killing of Sayyidina Uthman, the martyrdom of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu.
بِإِجْمَاعِ الْعُلَمَاءِ الَّذِينَ يُعْتَدُّ بِهِمْ فِي الْإِجْمَاعِ.
This is by consensus of those scholars who are taken seriously in consensus.
meaning the very serious scholars, إِحْسَانًا لِظَنِّ بِهِمْ, beautifying our thoughts regarding them, meaning regarding the companions, وَنَظْرًا إِلَى مَا تَمَهَّدَ لَهُمْ مِنَ الْمَآثِرِ, and also looking at that which they have placed forward from the heritage of the Muslims. وَكَأَنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَسَاحَ الْإِجْمَاعَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لِكَوْنِهِمْ نَقْلَةَ الشَّرِيعَةِ. It were as if Allah the Most High, glorified be He, validated ijma', consensus, because they were the copiers of the Sharia, meaning the Sharia has reached us through the companions. If people attack the companions, and they attack the very Sharia itself, they attack the Quran, they attack the Ahadith, and they attack the very essence of Islam. So the best way of attacking Islam is by attacking the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Sheikh Nuruddin Itz hafizahullah states, وَغَيْرُ ذَلِكَ كَثِيرٌ مِّن نُقُولِ الْإِجْمَاعِ عَلَىٰ أَدَالَةِ الصَّحَابَةِ. There are numerous statements regarding the consensus upon the uprightness of the companions. مِثْلُ نَقْلِ إِمَامِ الْحَرَمَيْنِ الْجُوَيْنِ, like what Imam al-Haramayn al-Juwayni, the teacher of Imam Ghazali, states, وَالْإِمَامِ عَبْدِ الرَّحِيمِ بْنِ الْحُسَيْنِ الْعِرَاقِ, and what Imam al-Iraqi mentions, وَالْإِمَامِ الْغَزَالِ, and what حُجَّةُ الْإِسْلَامِ Imam al-Ghazali mentions, وَالنَّوَوِي وَابْنِ كَثِيرٍ وَابْنِ حَجَرٍ وَالْآلُوسِ وَغَيْرِهِمْ كَثِيرٍ, and numerous other scholars. For instance, to see this, one should check Fathul Mughith of As-Sakhawi, volume 3, page 103, and the commentary of the Alfiya of Al-Iraqi, volume 3, page 13 to 14, and Al-Mustafa of Al-Imam Al-Ghazali, page 189, and what Al-Imam Al-Nawwi states in the commentary of Sahih Muslim, volume 15, page 149, and At-Taqrib, meaning Taqrib al-Tahdhib of Imam Ibn Hajar, volume 2, page 214, and also Tadrib al-Rawi and the work Ikhtisar ulum al-Hadith of Ibn Kathir, and also Al-Isaba of Ibn Hajar rahimahullah ta'ala, volume 1, page 9, and the work Al-Ajwiba of Al-Alusi, page 10. So all these scholars mention the consensus of the uprightness of the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Munaqashatun hawla adalati as-sahaba, certain disputes regarding this issue, meaning why people have questioned the uprightness of the companions and discussing those points. مسألة عدالة الصحابة من المسائل التي أثيرت حولها المناقشات. The issue, the matter regarding the uprightness of the companions, is one of those issues around which numerous debates have taken place. وكانت هدفا لتقول المنحرفين عن جادة السنة والصواب. This disputation was a pursuit of those people who have moved away, al-munharifin, from the methodology or correctness of the sunnah and the perfection found in the sunnah. من الفرق الإسلامية, from those sects, the groups which ascribe themselves to al-Islam. ثم جاء المستشرقون, then the Orientalists came. فأضافوا على الركام الذي وجدوه من الطوائف ما شاء لهم الهوى من الأكاذيب والافتراءات. Meaning, the Orientalists came along, and what the argumentation they found from the Islamic sects, they added unto that what they wanted from their desire, lies and accusations. This is why you find that the 12 Rawafid, they tend to use Orientalist arguments sometimes, and the Orientalists sometimes take those arguments from their brothers, the Twelvers. and I call them 12ers with no ascription to the 12 pure imams.
وتلقف ذلك منهم بعض الكاتبين الذين سخروا أقلامهم أو ألسنتهم لخدمة الفكر الاستشراقي.
He's referring now to certain scholars and authors, modernist Arabs, secular Arabs, nationalists, people who belong to various sects. They took these argumentations from them and they used these arguments to pay service to Orientalist thought. And you find these type of professors who have Muslim backgrounds in Western universities who take Mu'tazili arguments, Shi'i arguments, Qadiani arguments, Wahhabi arguments, and they use these to attack mainly Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah, the followers of the four schools of thought and the followers of the ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
فَرَاحُوا يُشَكِّكُونَ فِي عَدَالَةِ أَفْرَادٍ مَخْصُوصِينَ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ.
They went and they began to place doubt regarding the uprightness of individual companions, specific companions from the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
كي يتوصلوا لزلزلة النفوس في مبدأ عدالة الصحابة.
In order that they shake people's iman, people's very soul, from the beginning, meaning from the beginning of the uprightness of the companions. If the very uprightness of the companions is attacked, then the very essence of al-Islam is also attacked.
هذا وقد تتبعنا مطاعنهم دراسة وتمحيصا فوجدناها لا تعدو التجني على الحقيقة وعلى الواقع التاريخي لأولئك الكرام الأبرار.
الشيخ نور الدين عطر حافظه الله states, we have followed up the accusations, studying them, researching them, and we have found that none of the accusations have any reality and any historical foundation against those noble companions.
وَنُبَيِّنُ لَكَ هُنَا مَسَالِكَهُمْ فِي اِخْتِرَاعِ هَذِهِ الْمَطَاعِنِ فِي ضَوَابِتَ عَامَةٍ.
We shall explain to you now the methodology in which that they employ in making up accusations with some general principles, meaning he's going to give us general principles as to how they go about doing this.
لا يخرج عنها طعن من طعونهم.
None of the accusations from the numerous accusations come out from these principles which we're going to go through now. If you know these principles very well, you will be able to understand where any accusation on any companion comes from.
ولا يتجاوزها زخرفها الكاذب من مزاعيهم ثم نرد تلك الشبهات ثم نرد تلك الشبهات ونبطلها فيما يأتي.
That those accusations do not pass these ornamented lies which they present, meaning they all ornament their lies. For instance, in previous durus I mentioned, if they mention the story of Al-Fadak, the garden, or they mention the story of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, according to their lies, went to the house of Sayyidatuna Fatima, they will present a barrage of quotations. But on closer inspection, one would find that those quotations do not contain that event with one wording. Or sometimes the author of those works is simply quoting another work. So the methodology that they have, we shall refute their doubts and we shall show their falsehood.
أولا, firstly, إن الصحابة قد اختلفوا بينهم اختلافا شديدا.
The first point is that the companions رضي الله عنهم أجمعين differed amongst themselves a terrible difference, meaning there was differences amongst the companions.
حتى وقعت بينهم الحروب والمعارك, until there were wars between them, and they had numerous wars. فلا بد أن يكون بعضهم مخطئا والآخر مصيبا. From this we know that some of the companions were in the wrong, and other companions were correct. فالمخطئ لا يكون عدلا, and the wrongdoer cannot be upright. This is the first argument, meaning there were wars between Ali and Muawiyah radiallahu anhuma. Either Ali was in the right and Muawiyah was in the wrong, or Muawiyah was in the right and Ali was in the wrong. It cannot be both ways. So therefore one group was a group of wrongdoers. This is the argument presented. The Shia, the Rawafid, take the position that Sayyidina Ali was in the right and Muawiyah was in the wrong. And the Khawarij take the position that Muawiyah was in the right and Ali was in the wrong. In the following we shall discuss what is the position of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
والجواب عن ذلك أن اختلاف الصحابة فيما بينهم من القضايا الاجتهادية وقد كان الصواب فيها مع سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه.
That the answer regarding this, that any dispute that took place between the companions was related to the dispute was over judicial matters in which there was a difference of opinion. However, the correct opinion in these issues was with Sayyiduna Ali karamullah wajhahu al-kareem.
لَكِنَّ أَحْدَاثِ الْفِتْنَةِ أَثَارَتْ عَوَاطِفَ النَّاسِ.
That the taking place of tribulation during those times affected the emotions of people.
وغطت الحقيقة على إثر مقتل سيدنا عثمان رضي الله عنه.
And the reality was hidden from people because of the killing of سيدنا عثمان رضي الله عنه. The killing of سيدنا عثمان was a major fitna which prevented people from seeing the reality.
وذلك كما أوضحته رواية كتاب الطبري المؤرخ تاريخ الأمم والملوك أن أناسا منافقين عملوا للكيد للإسلام.
And this is something which was clarified in narrations of the book of al-Tabari, the historian, his work, The History of Nations and Kings, that people who are hypocrites began to work against Islam.
ونظموا شبكة تنظم الأكاذيب المختلقة عن سيدنا عثمان.
That they ordered themselves and began to make lies, forged lies regarding Sayyidina Uthman.
ومن جملة تدبيرهم مراسلة بعضهم بعضا.
From some of their plotting and planning was sending messages one to the other, meaning sending letters to each other.
فيكتب الواحد منهم لمن هو في بلد غير بلده أخبارا مكذوبة عن ظلم عمال عثمان.
One of them would write to the other, from one country to the other, reports which would contain lies regarding oppression of the people who worked under Sayyidina Uthman. Meaning they would make up lies saying the people Sayyidina Uthman has placed are liars.
وَأَنَّهُمْ ضَرَبُوا فُلَانًا وَسَجَنُوا الْآخَرِ.
That they hit such and such with injustice and they have imprisoned another.
وَأَخَذُوا مَالَ فُلَانٍ ظُلْمًا.
And out of oppression they have taken the wealth of another.
والآخر يرسل له مثل ذلك.
And the other one was sent to the other cities reports, similar types of reports.
وكل منهم ينشر هذه الأشياء في بلده.
Each one would resurrect these things in his country, meaning he would revive these lies or make up these lies in his country.
فيقول جاءتنا أخبار كذا عن بلد كذا.
That these reports have reached us from such country, one from Misr, the other one from Kufa.
فَيَرَى النَّاسُ أَنَّ جَمِيعَ بِلَادِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فِي شَرٍ إِلَّا الْبَلَدَ الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ.
People began to see that all the Muslim countries or all the Muslim states and principalities are in evil, meaning oppression, except the country that they are in or the city that they are in.
وكذلك بقية البلاد يحصل فيها نفس الظن بعثمان رضي الله عنه وعماله.
People began to think bad thoughts regarding Sayyidina Uthman and the people who were working under him.
فتألب الناس وبالتالي أوجدوا ناسا يحرضون الناس للثورة على الخليفة.
So people became incited, and at the same time there were people who would encourage other people to
have a revolution against the caliph, meaning to cause a revolution against Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu.
وهكذا انتهز المفسدون الفرصة وجاءوا في موسم الحج بصفة حجاج.
And this is how the troublemakers found a period of time, meaning they found an opportunity to rebel against Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, and they came during the Hajj period. They came during the Hajj period pretending to come on the Hajj.
واجتمعوا في المدينة المنورة, and they gathered in المدينة المنورة. وجاء أوان انطلاق الناس من المدينة المنورة إلى مكة المكرمة, لكن هؤلاء تخلفوا وقعدوا وخلت المدينة من الناس.
This is very interesting that the time period came for people to leave Medina al-Munawwara to go Hajj. So people went to Mecca al-Mukarrama, and those people, the troublemakers, stayed behind in al-Medina.
Therefore al-Medina al-Munawwara became empty of people. It became empty of people.
فحينئذٍ حاصروا سيدنا عثمان رضي الله عنه ووجهوا إليه الاتهامات.
At that opportunity, they found a time to surround the house of Sayyidina Uthman, and they began to accuse him on numerous things. They began to point out to Sayyidina Uthman, you did such and such, and you are an oppressor in this time, because all the people had gone to the Hajj. And there was no one in Al-Madinatul Munawwara from the companions except a very few.
وتصدى الخليفة لهذه التقولات وأجاب عنها.
سيدنا عثمان رضي الله عنه began to reply to these accusations.
والحوار في هذا الأمر موجود في مسند سيدنا عثمان من كتاب المسند للإمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى وإسناده صحيح.
These conversations which took place between Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu an and those people can be found in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, and they are narrated with authentic chains of narration.
ومن الحوار يتبين دفع كل التقولات التي وجهها إليه القوم, وبالتالي يتبين لمن يتابع الطبري أن الحوار لم يكن لتبين الحقيقة وإنما كان ذريعة لقتل الخليفة.
That what becomes clear from the conversation that is found in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu repelled every accusation which was directed to him. And whoever researches the tariq of Imam al-Tabari will find that the conversation was not done in order to find the truth by the troublemakers. They didn't cause this trouble to find the reality. In reality, they did this in order to find a reason to kill Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu.
ورأى سيدنا عثمان ألا يوقع بين المسلمين موقعة.
And سيدنا عثمان was of the opinion that there does not take place any type of tribulation amongst the Muslims.
وأمر كل من كان في بيته ومن كان في المدينة من الصحابة الباقين ألا يقاتلوا ولا يدافعوا عنه.
He ordered everyone who was in his house and everyone who was in Al-Madina at that time from the companions who remained from amongst whom was Sayyidina Ali and his two sons Al-Imam Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein alayhim as-salam, that they do not kill anyone and they do not defend him, because he did not want Muslims killing each other.
وَبَلَغَ بِهِ الْأَمْرُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ قَالَ لِعَبِيدِهِ إِنَّمَنْ يَبَعَ السِّلَاحَ مِنْهُمْ هُوَ حُرٌّ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى.
The matter reached such proportions that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu ordered his slaves that whoever drops the sword and weapons, does not use any weapons, he is free for the sake of Allah the Most High. Meaning he did not want any of his slaves to attack Muslims.
وَلَا يُعْلَمُ فِي التَّارِيخِ إِنسَانٌ يُضَّحِي بِنَفْسِهِ هَذِهِ التَّضْحِيَةِ وَقَدْ قَالَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ إِنَّهُ لَا يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُرَاقَ مِنْ أَجْلِهِ مِحْجَمَةُ دَمٍ.
That in the history of mankind, there has never been known a human being who would sacrifice himself in order that no other blood is shed except his own. He also stated that he did not want blood shed because of him, even the blood of cupping, meaning the cupping which is done, even that blood he did not want shed, even though he could have gathered people in order to defend himself and have those rebels killed, but he did not want that. He sacrificed himself to stop any type of tribulation and fitna.
إن هذا يبين رحمة هذا الخليفة وحرصه على رعيته.
This explains the mercy of this caliph and his desire or his protection regarding the people who were present amongst in المدينة المنورة at that time, meaning his flock. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu did not want to commit any type of fitna amongst his flock.
وَلَوْ عَمَّ الْإِنصَافُ لَحَكَمَ الْجَمِيعَ وَأَذْعَنُوا لِفَضْلِ عُثْمَانَ رَضِيَ عَنْهُ وَلَذَّادُ تَعْظِيمًا لَهُ لِمَا وَصَلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْإِيثَارِ وَتَضْحِيَةِ.
If justice was present at that time, they would have had the opinion and they would have comprehended the virtue of Uthman radiallahu anhu, and they would have increased in respect and reverence for him because of the ithar, the preference he gave to others over himself, and the sacrifice which he did, meaning he did not have people fight on his behalf, neither did he place guards at the door. Instead, he sacrificed himself for the sake of the Muslims.
لكن الكيد والأغراض الخبيثة استمرت على جحد مقامه وفضله رضوان الله عليه.
However, the plotting and the despicable purposes of those people, the hypocrites, continued against his noble position and against his virtue, Allah be well pleased with him.
وكان هذا الأمر زلزلة للمسلمين.
This matter was a major earthquake for the believers, meaning the king of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu led to the Muslims being shaken under their feet.
وَأَدَّى إِلَى الْإِخْتِلَافِ بَيْنَ الصَّحَابَةِ.
And this led to differences amongst the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
لِأَنَّ قَتَلَتَ عُثْمَانَ اِنْدَسُّوا فِي صُفُوفِ سَيْدِنَ عَلِيٍّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَأَظْهَرُوا التَّأْيِيدَ لَهُ.
Because the killers of Sayyidina Uthman hid in the ranks of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem,
and pretended to be supporters of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem. فمن هنا ساءت الظنون وحدث القيل والقال. And certain, this is why thoughts regarding Sayyidina Ali became bad, because those killers of Sayyidina Uthman could be seen in the ranks of the fighters of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and people began to say things. وحسبنا دلالة على ذلك تحير الصحابة. It suffices to point out this fact that many of the Sahaba became bewilderment. The companions were bewildered and confused. So many of them became confused. حتى إن منهم من اعتزل الجميع لأنهم لم يظهر له الحق. Because they were from amongst them who avoided everyone, because the truth did not come out for them. They did not know what the true picture was.
ولكنهم ندموا حينما علموا أن الحق مع سيدنا علي كرم الله وجهه.
They, however, regretted this afterwards, when later on it became apparent that the truth was with Sayyidina Ali.
خصوصا في مقتل سيدنا عمار رضي الله عنه. Especially after Sayyidina Ammar radiallahu anhu, Ammar bin Yasir, was killed. فَانْدِثَاسُ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي صَفِّ سَيِّدْنَا عَلِيٍّ أَوْرَثَ شُبْهَةً وَإِشْكَالًا.
Because the killers of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu placed themselves or positioned themselves undercover without revealing their complete identities, placing themselves in the ranks of Sayyidina Ali, this led to doubts and difficulties for other companions.
وَمِمَّا يُفِيدُ إِلْتِبَاسَ الْأَمْرِ إِنْضِمَامُ أَلْصَقِ النَّاسِ بِعَلِيٍّ.
What adds to this situation of bewilderment and situation of confusion was that the most closest person to Sayyidina Ali, وهو أخوه عقيل رضي الله عنهما إلى صف معاوية رضي الله عنه, that his own brother عقيل ibn Abi Talib joined the ranks of Muawiyah, the own brother of Sayyidina Ali كرم الله وجهه الكريم, which is rarely quoted by the Rawafid.
ضد أخيه,
opposing his brother, but yet we believe Sayyidina Ali كرم الله وجهه الكريم was on the truth and the other companions are excused for the state of affairs.
فالمسألة اجتهادية في أمر التبس فيه الحق. This matter is an ijtihadi issue, an issue in which there was confusion, so therefore each companion had to exert his knowledge and reach a conclusion. If he was correct in his conclusion, he would receive a greater reward than the one who was wrong in his conclusion, because the truth was concealed. أخطأ فيه فيها من أخطأ فنال أجرا. Whoever was mistaken in his exertion was mistaken, but he nevertheless received a reward.
وأصاب فيها من أصاب فنال أجرين. And whoever was correct in his opinion was correct, and he received two rewards, in accordance with the hadith, which states that a mujtahid, a person for whom the matter is not clear, when he exerts himself, if he is wrong, he receives one reward, and if he is right, then he receives two rewards.
وجر ذلك إلى مطالبة معاوية وكثير من الصحابة سيدنا عليا بتسليم قتلة عثمان.
What this led to was the request of Muawiyah and numerous companions to Sayyidina Ali Karmallah wajhahu al-kareem to give the killers of Uthman up, to give those killers of Sayyidina Uthman. وطالبهم هو بالمبايعة أولا. However, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali, كرم الله وجهه الكريم, requested of them that they first give the oath of allegiance to him.
فهنا جاء البحث هل نبايع أولا ثم نقتص من القتلة.
Then came the issue, shall we give our oath of allegiance to Ali first, or shall we request that the killers of Sayyidina Uthman be brought to justice?
أم نقتص أولا ثم نبايع.
So shall we give the oath of allegiance first, or shall we bring them to justice first? Which of the two shall we do?
فظهر لهم وترجح عندهم أن يجعلوا القصاص شرطا للمبايعة.
What became apparent for the other group, the group of Muawiyah and those companions who aligned themselves with Muawiyah, that first they shall request justice regarding the killers of Uthman and then give bay'ah to Sayyidina Muawiyah, to Sayyidina Ali karam Allah wajh al-Kareem, making it a condition, meaning that you bring the killers of Uthman first to justice, then we will give you mubay'ah, bay'ah, allegiance.
ولكن في الحقيقة أن الواجب الأصلي هو مبايعة الإمام الذي انعقدت بيعته.
However, the reality was that the foundational obligation for them was to give the oath of allegiance to the imam for which the bay'ah had already taken place for, which was Sayyidina Ali.
وقد تمت البيعة لسيدنا علي كرم الله وجهه الكريم.
The bay'ah had taken place for Sayyidina Ali.
مستوفية شرائط الإمام فوجبت مبايعته أولا.
The conditions of the bay'ah had also been fulfilled, therefore it was wajib for the people to give bay'ah to Sayyidina Ali كرم الله وجهه الكريم.
ومن ناحية أخرى فإنه كما حققه ابن العربي في كتاب العواصم من القواسم لم يكن بوسع سيدنا علي أن يقتص من قتلة عثمان بالسرعة المطلوبة لأنهم كانوا مندسين في جيشه.
That from what looking at this from another angle, it becomes clear, as Ibn al-Arabi rahimahullah, the Maliki scholar, the author of the commentary on the Al-Jami' of Imam al-Tirmidhi, states in his book Al-Awasim min al-Qawasim, that it was not possible for Sayyidina Ali to bring the killers of Sayyidina Uthman to justice hasting to doing that. I mean, it was not possible straight away because they had placed themselves in his army.
وَبِوَسْعِهِمْ أَنْ يُحْدِثُوا زَلْزَلَةً.
And also they were capable of causing another earthquake amongst the Muslims.
فَكَانَ لَابُدَّ مِنْ اجْتِمَاعِ شَمْلِ وَاتِّحَادِ الْكَلِمَةِ وَاتِّفَاقِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ.
It was more necessary first to gather the power of the Muslims and bring their word to being one word and to make them agree.
وَحِينَئِذٍ يَتَمَكَّنُ الْإِمَامُ من أخذ من يشاء من الناس وإقامة القصاص عليه.
Therefore it would be possible for the Imam, meaning for the Khalifa, to take whoever he wants, meaning once the Muslims had achieved unity, it was possible for Sayyidina Ali to bring whoever he wants to justice. So he saw it more befitting that he first unite the Muslims.
ثم إن المطالبة ليست مسألة سهلة.
That this request was not something easy.
ففلان قتل وفلان حمى قاتلا وفلان حاصر.
That at one point you have the killer himself, then you have the one who protected the killer, then you have the one who surrounded the house.
وكل هذا يحتاج إلى محاكمات وإلى قوة تقبض عليهم
وَتُحَقِّقُ فِي أَمْرِهِمْ. All of this needs what? Courts. A court, a jury, and witnesses, and this, a case needs to be established against the killers. We cannot just take anyone and accuse him of being the killer. There were those people who were protecting the killers. There were those people who surrounded the house. There were those people who done the actual killing. So all this needed power. Power of state which would research this issue.
وَكَانَ لِهَٰؤُلَاءِ قَبَائِلُ فَرُبَّمَا ثَارَتْ عَصَبِيَّةً أُولَٰئِكَ الْقَبَائِلُ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُ إِسْكَاتُهُمْ فَتَعْنُوا فِي سَيْدِنَ عَلِيٍّ مِنْ هَذَا الْبَابِ لَا وَجْهَ لَهُمْ.
That the killers and those who took part in the killing in any way or form had tribes, and perhaps this may give to contention between the tribes, and the tribes may start fighting each other and start fighting Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, and this would lead to a greater tribulation. Therefore no one can accuse Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem of being in the wrong.
فإن ملابسات الموضوع شائكة جدا وأدت إلى سوء الظن وإلى الخلاف الذي حدث وأدى إلى معركة الجمل ثم إلى معركة الصفين.
That the matter was very convoluted, the issue was covered up, nothing was clear for both sides, and this led to bad thoughts of one group for the other and disputation which took place amongst them. And this also led to the battle of the camel in which Aisha radiallahu anha took part, and then to the battle of Siffin in which Muawiyah and Ali radiallahu anhuma went to war.
So from this summary we get a clear picture as to why the troubles took place between the companions radiallahu anhum ajma'een.
Insha'Allah we will continue regarding the battle of Al-Jamal and Siffin. We will mention some aspects, and we will continue also why people criticize the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the uprightness in Hadith. This first reason was the wars which took place between the companions. The second reason is their pursuit for dunya, meaning they accuse some of the companions of pursuing dunya, like they accuse Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. And there are other reasons which we shall cover insha'Allah in the forthcoming dars.
Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammad al-Tahirin al-Tayyibin. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-Mursaleen. والحمد لله رب العالمين.